Penguin Random House Audio presents Act of God by Jill Cement. Read for you by Barbara Rosenblatt. Part 1. Till Hell Freezes Over. The twins suspected it was alive, but they weren't exactly sure if it was plant or animal. Edith, white-haired and older by 17 minutes, went to find a flashlight, while Cat, blonde with white roots, knelt to take a closer look. A small, phosphorescent organism, about as bright and arresting as a firefly's glow, bloomed in the seam of the hall closet. It almost looked as if someone had chewed a piece of iridescence and stuck it like gum on the wall. But it wasn't inanimate like gum. Its surface was roiling, as if something beneath were struggling to be born. Cat tried to call Edith back to be assured that she wasn't imagining things, but Cat was struck dumb. A swell rose out of the glow until the head of whatever was fighting to get born pushed through. A fleshy bud, about the size of a newborn's thumb. Cat gasped. Her breath must have disturbed the new life, or awakened it, because a puff of spores sprayed out, luminous and ephemeral as glitter. The closet housed their mother's archives, the original letters from her advice column, the earliest dating back to the 1950s, when Consultations with Dr. Mimi was first syndicated. All they needed was for spores to land on one of the file boxes and start feasting on the invaluable old papers inside.